Let's go to some broad questions. I think we have the history of the EMC coming in here pretty clear now. When you arrived, what kind of impressions did you receive from the kinds of people that you would be working with? What were your impressions when you initially came?
I was really impressed with the openness of the people. Some of the people we got in contact with, they were really tired of this, of the man-made laws that they were under, and they wanted to become a free people. They were looking to something different than what they had experienced through the years.
Any other kinds of impressions beyond that? Let's say now, in hindsight, is that still the case today? Would you still say that?
Yes, that we have been very pleased with the attitude of the people. Anything that was good, that had been experienced by other groups, they were really open to it. They wanted something different. They wanted to, like before, they were suppressed. It seemed that the idea was that they were the only church, the right church, whereas that has changed considerably. They feel free to fellowship with other churches in the neighborhood, like the EMMC, two of the churches in the area where people will go occasionally, and I believe the attitude in general has changed considerably, where they're free to go and where they feel free to fellowship with other believers, for which I'm very thankful.
Has there been, in your understanding, a change in their understanding of what constitutes the world?
Yes, very much so.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Not too long ago, in a Bible study, we were discussing this matter of the Mennonite people. And a few of the people expressed, coming from Mexico, they were of the opinion anybody that was not Mennonite, that was the world. And that was very interesting. Whereas now they see that is not at all the case. They realize that a person that has been born again, that is the people that have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they're one with other churches. But I think we generalize a little bit, and also their upbringing, their church, or their school system. They had very little education. And I know that many of the people have said, we've just been in the dark in many of these areas. We didn't know. And whereas they want to know, they want to learn, they want to give their children a better education. And I think this is going to make the difference.
A little more about the people in general. From your contacts, have you talked to them about why they came to Ontario? And if so, what kind of reasons have you found?
My impressions are that they were looking to a country, the climate which would be more acceptable to them, because they had come from the south. And here the people came into this area. Here they found jobs, and as well as the climate, which they appreciated much more than further north, the other provinces. And I think the job situation has been an important factor also in coming to this area. They could come in with their families, they could earn money, and which really appealed to them.
Was there, do they talk about Mexico a lot? What conditions were like there? Was there something there that forced them this way?
Well, I think the early, let's say in 20 years ago, I don't know if the problem was there as bad as it was now, as it is now. A lot of people today, they do not have their own property. They do not have land. They can't farm. They don't own property, and which seems very hard for them to look into the future with any expectation. And whereas here they can find the jobs, and they'll talk a lot about what they had there. And it seems to me this migrating to Ontario here is going to keep on. It just seems that more and more people are coming here. They know they can find jobs. They can make a new start. There's a new outlook on life. They've got something to look forward to.
Do they talk at all about some of the early problems they had when they came into Canada, here to Ontario? What kinds of things happened to them? Are you aware of some of those things?
I could not say too much in that area, because the majority of people seem to be happy that they had found a place where they could get their new roots in, and basically it seemed that they are happy that they found a place where they could make it their home place, although they travel back and forth quite a bit. They've got some of their family members, parents that are still in Mexico, so they travel back and forth quite a bit.